The third strategic hurdle for the Nazis was to secure major oil supply alternatives. This was perhaps even more important than popularly recognized. The Nazis had always known that one of the greatest vulnerabilities was oil, which they sourced mainly from the Russian allies as well as from Romanian oil fields. The Romanian oil was well protected by distance from British air bases, but it was exposed to the Russian Axis partner. A fallback source, modest but critical, was the production of oil from coal in Germany, a source that would soon be subject to bombing by British Lancaster and Halifax aircraft, and which in any case was hideously expensive. In the summer of 1940, Mussolini confidently assumed an easy victory in Egypt over British forces only 1/6 the size of the Italians. This would have given the Axis control over the Suez Canal, plus a path to Persian Gulf oil fields. But the British quickly counterattacked and destroyed the Italian forces. Efforts over a year later by famed Field Marshal Erwin Rommel, known as the Desert Fox, also failed to conquer Egypt, in spite of brilliant victories fed by fantastic espionage. The British Navy and the Royal Air Force on Malta were vital to choking off Rommel's supplies of oil and other materials. Oil certainly wasn't the only strategic resource, but it was a big one. If this was a critical strategic priority of the Nazis, then preventing their access to oil also had to be a top strategic priority for the Allies. But this was also important for somebody else, someone who was not an ally.